Mafia cats. The dank holding cell reeked of stale tuna and desperation. Scratchy shifted on the hard concrete slab, trying in vain to find a comfortable position to groom the matted fur on his haunches. A pair of burly officer tabbies guarded the cell block entrance, their movement slow and lazy as the night shift crawled towards dawn. Don Forgetti paced restlessly back and forth, the clink of his collar giving away his agitation. The old tomcat's mottled gray fur was sticking out in clumps, unkempt and disheveled. "I don't like this one bit, Clawford," he growled under his breath. "Being locked in this domestic prison like a couple of alley strays." Scratchy flicked an ear, keeping his gravelly voice low. "Pipe down, Don. We gotta play it cool until the boys can grease some paws and spring us." The tabby couldn't resist flexing his claws against the slab as the unmistakable scent of Tomso the Enforcer reached his nostrils. Tomso strolled up to the cell bars nonchalantly, his slate-gray coat groomed to perfection. "Well, well, if it ain't the jailbirds," he smirked, yellowed fangs poking out. "Gotta admit, you two mangy toms look pretty pathetic in here." Forgetti whipped his head around with a hiss. "Watch your insolent tongue, Clawlotta. You're one to talk after leaving your Don high and dry back there." The enforcer pretended to examine his hooked claws indifferently. "Hey, every cat's got to look out for number one. Sides, with you two out of commission, maybe it's time I took over running things around here." In a blur, Scratchy's paw lashed out through the bars to rake Tomso's smug muzzle. The slate-gray cat recoiled, with a screech of surprise batting at the thin lines of crimson welling beneath his whiskers. "Why, you old Deeksbrook furball!" he spat furiously as the guards quickly intervened to separate them. Scratchy met his glare evenly, green eyes like chips of ice. "That's just a taste of what'll be coming to you if I hear any more out of that litter box you call a mouth." With an incoherent snarl of rage, Tomso stalked off down the cell block corridor, his steps heavier than a horse's gallop. Forgetti gave a low chuckle, giving Scratchy an almost paternal look of approval. "Not bad taking that arrogant pussycat down a peg or three. Maybe you still got some pawing left in those old bones after all." Scratchy simply grunted in response, settling back down on his bunk with a weary sigh. He closed his eyes, feigning an attempt at catnapping, but his mind was practically spinning like a tuna ball in a dryer vent. Just who could have planted the cat-dipped hall that led to this mess? It obviously wasn't one of Don Perliano's soldiers, not with how steamed the old cat was over the setup. But then who? A horrible thought suddenly occurred to the grizzled tabby, making his fur stand on end. He sat bolt upright, growling to catch Forgetti's attention. "Don, where's your daughter Soxia and my nephew Sammy? Please don't tell me those two kittens got grabbed up in all this." The old Italian cat's eyes went wide, his scowl melting into an expression of sudden concern. "Now that you mention it, I ain't seen hide nor hair of Soxia since the raid went down." The two Dons stared at each other in dawning fear. Out there somewhere, their loved ones could be in grave paw step, or worse, being used as leverage by the rat responsible who was still on the loose and hungry for more. Scratchy was out of his bunk in an instant, yowling at the guards to get their muzzles over pronto. Whatever hairball had crossed them was gonna wish they'd never been born into this alley. The two burly tabby guards sauntered over, looking distinctly unimpressed. "Keep it down in there, you old fish breaths," one sneered, "unless you want these nightsticks upside your flea-bitten heads." Scratchy grabbed the bars with his front paws, nose to nose with the disrespectful officer. "Listen up and listen good, Flatfoot. My nephew and the Don's daughter are missing after your bull-headed raid. If any hairballs have been licked the wrong way, I'll have the whole alley on your tails faster than you can lick your—" His tirade was cut off as the other guard rapped him smartly over the head with his baton. Stars danced in Scratchy's vision as he crumpled back onto the hard bunk, ears ringing. Don Forgetti immediately took up the charge, spitting and snarling at the bars like an enraged wildcat. "You utter mutts! I'll have your badges for go-masking catnip balls. Do you lowlives know who I am?" "Can it, grandpas, unless you want to join your buddy in dreamland," the first guard snarled, brandishing his truncheon meaningfully. Forgetti's chest puffed, looking like he was fit to have an angina attack from sheer bilious fury. Before he could unleash another stream of curses, a new voice rang out from the cell block entrance. "Everything okay over there, you mugs?" The unmistakable gravelly tones of Lieutenant Dina LaFour, head of the Petropolis PD's cat detachment, cut through the din. The two tabbies immediately snapped to attention, all traces of sneers gone from their muzzles. "No trouble here, Lieutenant. Just bounding a smart puss went..." LaFour fixed them with a steely glare. Her one eye narrowed to a slit. "Can it, you two lame brains? I want to have a few words with these gentlemen myself." As the bombshell Persian slinked towards the cell, sleek creamsicle fur rippling like liquid carved from sunbeams, Scratchy felt his heart skip a beat despite the throbbing lump on his head. Lieutenant LaFour's beauty was as renowned as her tough-as-tuna-claws attitude. Businesslike as ever, LaFour wasted no time getting to her point. "All right, Scratchy Furgetti, level with me. We got a hot lead that your respective lice pillows were grabbed in a catnapping right after our boys bagged your miserable pelts." She paused to cast a disgusted glance at the guards before continuing in a low growl. "Whoever's behind this is playing you mugs for suckers. So name your price for squealing on who set you both up to get pinched. And maybe their 9 lives get spared from my Molly's lair interrogators." Both Dons froze, the same panicked thought flashing between them. If this was on the level, Sammy and Soxia were in Graveling's danger, but daring to cross the code of Katopia carried a death sentence worse than anything